Let's originated without any funding from government.
Let's, certainly in this country, started very much with the perspective of self-help, independence, not needing injections of money. And very many people in Let's have held to that consistently. Now, that side of it, that development of the cooperative, people-centred approach has been very important in Let's. But when people have stood back and looked at what is the overall objective of Let's, if you're looking at something that is independent, then the purpose really is to build independence, to build capacity. And as a tool, the potential for helping with impoverished communities is very vast. But I think, as we know, impoverished communities have a history of certainly disillusionment with the latest schemes that have come in. There is a sense that they, you know, perhaps most people, all that most people want to do is to get off the estate, get out of that community. And a perception that whatever resources the community has are either beaten up or available perhaps for black money. So, you know, you're dealing with a lot of problems and barriers to be overcome.
Jenny Hurst also thinks that the ease or otherwise of setting up a Let's scheme depends to a large extent on the community involved.
In an area like Greenwich, there are a lot of estates where people have difficulty trusting neighbours and trusting people around them. So you do need to build up trust. We use markets and social events to bring people together so they can see who they're going to be trading with. I think in middle class areas that people are more inclined to trust each other. They have the same background, they have the same hopes and wishes. In an area like this, where there's a lot of poverty, people like to keep to themselves, they don't want to trust other people. So in areas like this, you do need to build more confidence to allow people to trade with each other.
Jan Hurst recognises that when promoting a new idea, it's important to work with local people.
If you don't listen and respond to community needs, the initiative will not be supported. This, I think, requires creative problem solving and a willingness to work in messy situations at times. For example, when I first approached a low-income area to see whether the people were interested in setting up a Let's, they thought Let's was a good idea, but there are a whole load of things as why they didn't think it could happen without addressing issues, for example, around safety. People weren't happy about having their names and telephone numbers in directories, as most other Let's in the UK do. And so we had to stop and think how we might resolve that so that we can help people to save money and create a community network. And they came up with the idea of using ID cards. So that's where the council has been really useful, providing the resources necessary.
Liz believes that Let's has achieved much since its inception, and her hopes are that it will provide radical solutions for local economies in the future.
What Let's could achieve in the future is, I think, pretty immense. I mean, what I would like to see personally would be for Let's to be something that is woven into life, which really acts as a new sector in sort of people's lives. I mean, I've sort of alluded to the market, the workplace, and then there's the home and the family. And the home, family and community element is something that there's a great sense of wanting to get back to. When you look at how many people are involved in voluntary work, for example, in their local community, it's actually the number of hours that people put in on a voluntary basis is bigger than the number of hours that's put in into the market economy. So people's values are certainly with what we're aiming for. And it's a question of, can we coordinate that to an even greater extent? Can we see the formation of a community economy where the volunteer effort that's going in is coordinated so that people are not reinventing the wheel, people are not working in isolation, and we're building something in a cooperative way that actually amounts to a new form of local economy.